This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I don't know about you, but I feel so blessed to be here today. It's such a blessing to be with you. Today we're going to talk about biblical servanthood, and I want to read something to you. It's Ephesians 6:7. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Sometimes that's hard to do, isn't it? I know I'm the owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, and I have some employees that, you know, have the attitude that they're serving the Lord, they're not really serving me, and they care so much about our customers and about each other. And then there's other people that just feel an entitlement. They act like they're entitled. And the attitude is just so different in that regard. And if we're thinking about the big picture, it changes things, doesn't it? Biblical servant leadership is something we need to strive for in all areas of our lives. So today I want to provide some guidelines for understanding a biblical picture of faithful servanthood within the community of Israel. This is from a book. I read from books quite often. Number one, the faithful servants of Israel cared about those they served and constantly sought new and better ways to serve them. Faithful servants developed new skills to better serve. Faithful servants did all they could to build the esteem and prestige of those they served. And this prestige, in turn, brought the servant prestige as well. He took great pride and honor in his role as a bondservant, and he, though perhaps wise in his own right, treated the thoughts and opinions of those he served as being as valuable as his or her own. Number four, faithful servants performed mental, thankless jobs in order to make room for those they served to exercise their gifts. The servant made allowances for the weaknesses of those he served as if they were his or her own, and in that way he actively protected them from shame. A faithful servant didn't dawdle in seeking forgiveness and reconciliation when his own sin caused any damage or shame to those he served. Meaning that you don't waste time in that regard. Not a bad life, actually, of course, to us Americans. This scenario may seem a bit strange. You might ask, who'd ever surrender his freedoms to enter such a relationship? But in fact, you did when you accepted the lordship of Christ in your life. You serve him by serving others. And Albert Einstein said, only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile. And, you know, I found that in my old age, that this is true, that it's true, that it, you know, it's one thing to just go out and do and be and all of that. But when you really give, the joy of giving is so wonderful. And when you serve, you get the reward just by the feeling that you feel. And when you see somebody progress, it's the most wonderful gift and it's the most wonderful feeling. And the guest today does this on a regular basis. His name is Stephen Christensen, and I've had him on the show before. And let me just tell you a little bit about him before I get him on the air. Since 2001, Stephen Christensen has served as executive vice president at Concordia University, overseeing the external community relations programs. Stephen is an entrepreneurial catalyst and business coach who passionately works to help people and organizations achieve their goals. He delights in training people to start new businesses using scripture to guide their planning and actions. He is an encourager and certified entrepreneurship instructor who teaches MBA students at Concordia, as well as special weekend business launch workshops at churches. He is an entrepreneur who has helped launch five enterprises. In 2007, he founded Faith and Work Life, a nonprofit discipleship ministry that coordinates seminars, workshops, and conferences designed to help Christians integrate their faith and their work. In 2012, he founded Concordia's Teen Entrepreneur Academy, a unique one-week residential business summer camp program for high school students who learn entrepreneurship principles and how to start a business. Last summer, 40 high school students participated. That is amazing. I'm so excited about that. I wish they had that when I was growing up. That would have been a wonderful thing for me to attend. Stephen, so I'm so happy you're with me today.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Yes. So why don't you just talk about that? What is the Teen Entrepreneur Academy?
Well, the Teen Entrepreneur Academy is a one-week summer camp that is held on the campus at Concordia University in Irvine for high school students, so that's freshmen, sophomore, juniors, or seniors, who would like to learn about how to start a business. And so it's an entrepreneurship boot camp. You know, I remember growing up in high school, my summer camp was up in the woods and canoeing and fishing and swimming and archery. And that was fun, but today, and we have a different kind of camp that helps prepare the next generation of business leaders with sort of an entrepreneurial way of thinking.
That's fantastic. Like I said, I wish I would have had something like that. There's so much to learn. And, you know, when people have these big dreams and thinking, oh, I shouldn't be thinking that, I shouldn't be dreaming that because there's no way I can do that. I have no idea how to do this, how to start it, how to do anything. So having this as a directional course is so wonderful.
Well, you picked up on the first of many passions, and that is that people have dreams, particularly young people in high school. And some of them might be stuck in an environment that says, you know, we don't have, I can't do, I can't become. And so one of the goals when these young people come to this summer camp and learn about starting a business is first and foremost is to encourage them and to show them through our guest speakers and so forth that in this country, in this day and age, it's not where you came from. That's a good foundation, but it's really where do you want to go and what do you want to do? Because anybody can do that if they have the persistence and the desire to do it. They can achieve their dreams just as many of these other entrepreneurs who speak in the summer camp, many of them started with nothing and built a business. So this is really first and foremost saying, you can do. You can become. You were made in the image of God. You are a leader, regardless of what other people might say, the arguments with your parents, friends, neighbors, teachers, what have you. You are special, and if you want to do something, we want to give you the tools and techniques to help you do it.
That's so awesome. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on the flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. I welcome all the listeners and also with KPRZ in San Diego. And we go from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo. And with the internet, we can just go anywhere. And it's so great. If you're tuning in and you know somebody that might want to get involved with this, and there's all different avenues. In fact, I'm thinking, Stephen, I would love to come. If you have guest speakers come, I would love to come and meet your teenagers and talk to them about our industry and what it's like and how challenging but also rewarding it can be. So if you have an opening for this girl right here, I would love to offer my services to come and do that. The podcast, if you go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com, you can download this podcast and listen to any of the 3 years of podcasts that we have on file on Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. So anyway, if you want to take me up on that invite, I would love that opportunity.
Oh, I know they'd benefit from hearing from you. Oh. I did make a note of that to follow up offline.
That would be so great. I would love it. So how did this idea come about?
Well, I teach entrepreneurship in the MBA program at Concordia University. It's a two-unit class called Best Business Practices and Biblical Principles for Starting a Business. And in this class, you write a business plan. Well, then I read last summer a Gallup study about high school students. And what Gallup, they did a study of high school students across America and found out 7 out of 10 said that they wanted to start their own business. 85% of them said they wish they had more business education in high school. And almost 70% of those who dropped out of high school said they wouldn't have dropped out if the classwork was more relevant to their life. So I read that, and I said, well, that's not really good. So I thought, well, I teach this entrepreneurship stuff to the adults. What if I just modified the curriculum and offered a camp or a training program for teenagers who 85% said they wanted to start a business? And so the idea, the Lord gave me this idea to do that. And I'd never done a summer camp before, but I've been to summer camps. But this one was a little different. And I thought, well, we already have the content and the expertise here. Let's do a summer camp. And so we put together our first summer camp last year, and we had 40 students. And basically, you hear people say, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders started his company when he was late 70 years old. And so some people say it's never too late. And we agree, it's never too late. Conversely, we say it's never too early to teach teens entrepreneurship and business principles.
I think that's so fantastic, and that's the American way, you know. And, you know, I tell people that maybe don't have a ministry that they're involved in that, you know, you find a need and you fill it. But that also applies to this. To starting a business is when you see something that needs to happen like you did. You know, if you have the tools, if you have the skills, well, sometimes even not having the skills, you can learn skills. But if you have the gifts and you have the desire, you're halfway there. Sometimes it's just asking the why and the how, and you're giving that opportunity of giving the why and the how. And I think that's so fantastic. So why do you believe that the Academy program is so important? I think I've already said it, but why do you think it's so important?
Well, in today's global economy, there is no longer lifetime employment. My dad spent 35 years working with one company, Grumman Aerospace. Today, we see companies downsizing, right-sizing. We see people changing jobs, getting laid off. And so number one is we want to inculcate an entrepreneurial and innovation mindset of seeing problems as opportunities so that they will be an asset, whether they start their own business or they work for someone else, that they are an asset and they bring something to the table of value each time. So we're preparing them for success either in a company as an entrepreneur or starting their own company as an entrepreneur. So that's number one, is a foundation of sort of a free enterprise type thinking and seeing possibilities, not so much problems.
That's so fantastic. You know, in counseling, you know, we say that, you know, we don't have classes on being a good parent, and we don't have classes at school on being how to be a good husband or a good wife. And, you know, maybe those are the next classes we need to start. What do you think? But, you know, this is so awesome because it's opening up that gateway. And like I said, I just, listeners, you know, if you know somebody, if you, you know, it's never too late. That's the hope right there, that no matter who's listening, no matter what age you are, if God's put a dream on your heart, or if you see a need and you believe that you have what it takes, or you know somebody that has what it takes, you could partnership. But you know what? We need to get out there and do it. And so many things are changing just so quickly. Just for me, you know, our only form for pest control before for advertising was Yellow Pages and word of mouth. And now Yellow Pages are becoming obsolete, and now it's internet. And so things are just changing so, so fast that, you know, what was important before, or what the needs were before, the needs are changing. You know, so it's just good that if you feel that there's something like gnawing at you, don't just put it on a shelf somewhere. Don't like shove it in a corner and think that it could never happen, because you are probably the person that's making it not happen just by listening to that voice. But you need to listen to God's voice. And if God's saying, come on, you can do it, then, you know, you need to do it. And here's an opportunity to actually get what you need in order to make it happen. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And I'm talking to Stephen Christensen, who's helping entrepreneurs, you know, make their dreams happen.
Well, you know, you're touching on the point. I mean, if you recall Moses, he said, well, I'm not even a good speaker. How can I do this? You can't use me, God. I mean, the Bible's full of those stories. And so what we do is we want to come along, people, and take that idea and put it in writing. There's sort of three major reasons people sort of don't put their business idea into writing. Number one is they don't know what to put into the plan. Number two, they don't have the time. And number three, they don't know how to do the financials. Well, in our training program, because you're already in the program and you're sitting in the chair, we explain these issues to you, and we have you write them as we're in the class. So we'll set aside 20 minutes, write this section of the plan, then let's review it and talk about it. So we're forcing them into that discipline of taking the idea. You've got to put it on paper. This is not a 40-page document. I have a sample of a 1-page business plan. We've got a 6-page sort of basic business plan. But let's just write it out. And as one philosopher said, he said, how do I know what I think till I see what I write?
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Let's get it written, and then let's review it, and then let's begin sequential planning.
So there's this thing called, dream. You know, you're planning this dream, or you have to get this dream on paper.
Sure.
And then we have this thing called goal setting, which also is good to put on paper.
Yes.
And sometimes they come together, and sometimes they could be in total different arenas, you think. And then when you actually get them on paper and you start looking at it, you're seeing that there's some connecting of these dots that actually can bring it all together. So for anybody listening, everyone that's listening, yes, that means you, but for everyone that's listening, it's a really good idea to put what's in your head on paper.
It's time to keep an ideas journal and to capture those thoughts. And then what we do, not only for the Teen Entrepreneur Academy, but the MBA class that I teach is also open to the public so they can come and take it. And then thirdly, what we plan to do is I have done biblical biz launch boot camps at churches on a Friday afternoon, and then the Saturday where I will come and do a workshop for one day for anyone that has a business idea, and we'll come together and we'll walk through the business plan and we'll flesh out that idea and we'll get it in writing and into a workable plan.
So how does that begin? Okay, just kind of give us a visual, or you know, kind of let us live through that. Okay, we come to the church,
sure,
and we're anticipating.
Here we
and we're
are.
All excited, but
yeah,
we have no idea what to expect. What does that feel like, and what does that look like, and what do you do?
Sure. Well, what happens is a business plan document has 7 sections, and each section describes a different portion of your business. What is your idea? Who is your customer? Why would someone buy from you? And so we begin to go through these sections and begin to fill in the blank. What is your unique selling proposition? What other companies are offering the products or services that you offer? What makes yours different, better? And so we work through these series of questions together in this worksheet, workbook, so that at the end of the day, you have captured your best thinking, and it's the first draft, in writing, and now you can leave and begin to do additional research, because the most important thing is the viability of the product or service, you see?
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have an idea, but ideas are a dime a dozen. It's how do you take that idea into a workable business model? So that is the most important thing we focus on, the business model. How do you plan to make money? Who's your customer? How are you going to sell it? How are you going to price it? How are you going to distribute it, whether it's product, service, or what have you?
You know, and that's so much fun to do, and that's even evolving as you go forward and you figure out your cost and everything as you get going. And how do you put a price on what it costs to start up? Because every idea is different, and every idea has different needs. But do you help them decide what their cost factor to, you know, startup, their startup costs?
Yeah, we do. One of the exercises we do together is we actually write a startup budget.
Okay.
And so if you're creating a product, you have startup costs. How much does it cost to manufacture one unit? And then, you know, usually, you know, what's your markup going to be to sell it? Are you going to do wholesale? Are you going to do retail? Who else is selling that type of a product? And what are the price ranges? So are you going to be the low price leader? Are you going to be sort of the Mercedes of this product and service? So, but we put together a startup budget and a budget that says, here's my cost per unit to manufacture one of these. And then so we do put together these financial models.
And you have forms that ask these questions so that you sit everybody down and they fill out what they can. And then they might have, you know, some direction needed in order to know how to fill this out. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And I'm talking to Stephen Christensen, who's helping entrepreneurs, you know, make their dreams happen. And he does this with adults. And now he's got this camp that we were talking about. It's called Teen Entrepreneur Academy. And it's where he takes teenagers out and gets them started at a very young age to be thinking like this. You know, the other beauty of this whole thing is I'm looking at this. I want to go to this camp. I truly want to go because, you know, I've been in business for a long time, 32 years. And I think about these things, you know, all the time. You know, even now it's like, okay, what is my unique selling proposition? And now everybody jumps on the same bandwagon. So now what's setting me apart from everybody else? So even if you are a business owner who's been in business a long time, you know, we can't stand idle in our business because things are just happening way too fast. So we need to be recreating and thinking, and sometimes we need a new set of fresh eyes on our situation. And so, boy, I would love to get involved with this because I just really want to, you know, act like I'm starting from scratch, even though I'm not. But you know what? We have to be evolving all the time.
Well, everything is changing. Technology is changing.
Oh, so fast.
Is everywhere. And so you always need to be looking ahead. And we even talk about what's your exit strategy when you get this thing up and running and it's doing all the things and growing and doing everything you want. Well, how do you see getting out of it? What's your exit strategy? Are you going to sell the company? Are you going to find a strategic partner? How do you end? Even if the end is 30 years or passing it to children, what's the exit strategy?
Right. And in past shows, I always talk about the goal is you have to know the end result and work backwards. So a lot of times people go in and they've got this passion because they're so excited about what they do that they're not even thinking about, you know, what do I do when I'm older or when I want to get out? What do I do? But the strategy the whole time along, what I'm realizing now is that the strategy the whole time should be setting it up to be the best way to get the most out of it at the end, obviously, or, you know, to have it go to somewhere where it's going to have the best return on investment.
Exactly. And, you know, the way we talked about the forms, if you remember back when you were a kid, did you ever do paint by numbers?
Oh, yeah.
And you see this picture, and it's got all these numbers, and you start filling in the numbers, and before you know it, it's taking shape, and at the end, you get this beautiful picture because you follow the numbers.
That's right.
What we do is what's called dream by numbers. Basically,
oh, I like that.
You see this form, and you start filling in all these blanks,
dream
and at the
numbers.
End of the day, you have a business plan.
That is so great. Okay. I just love this. I love this. I'm getting all excited here because I just think it's so great. Did you already talk about the Bible and how it comes into play?
Yes. When they come to camp, they get two books. They get the Young Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting a Business, which is a secular book written by a group that I'm part of called the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship. I'm one of their teachers. And then we get the Bible. Well, we look at the Bible, and the Old Testament has lots of stories, and one of them is Moses giving instructions to Joshua and Caleb before they go out and scout the land of Canaan, specific instructions to see who's there, what the land is like, what the people are like, how they grow the soil, even bring back a sample. In a business analogy, it's the same thing before you launch a company. You want to see who your competition is, what their product or service looks like, even go and get a sample and study it so you can understand how to differentiate yourself, but also be prepared before you enter that territory of the new competition.
That is so awesome, and that's so good for on a lot of levels. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. Looking for God's love in the midst of death? The book Resurrection Monday is the true story of a death-to-life experience. It's the real-life story of Nancy and Chris Conant and how they triumphed over death. It begins with Nancy's diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. At the same time Nancy sees her health deteriorating, Chris receives a dream followed by unexplained events that help prepare him for the ultimate battle over his wife's life. Nancy eventually decides her life crash is too much to bear, so she deliberately ends her life. However, the doctors are stunned after God sends her back, alive, with purpose, and a prolific gift in art that could only be found in Christ. Resurrection Monday is the book you won't put down. It gives hope to those suffering from disease, broken relationships, and abuse. It offers inspiration through the transforming power of God's love, that not even death can hold back the plans He has for us. Get your copy of Resurrection Monday on sale now at Amazon.com. That's Amazon.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you, Ecola, so much for sponsoring this show, and I'm so grateful that they're doing that. It's a wonderful thing. So we're talking to Stephen about the Teen Entrepreneur Academy and just how to take a dream from a dream and actually make it reality, and getting the help and the resources and the skills that you need in order to make that happen. Stephen is the encourager, and he's the one that has found a need, and he's, you know, honoring and being a servant and actually putting it into place. So he's doing what he's talking about, and that's a great thing. So when is this? You were talking about the break, about the biblical principles. So why don't we let's finish up with that, and then we'll go into some of the questions.
Another example that we talk about, and what's so important, by the way, with these biblical principles is, particularly with high schoolers, you have some who just love the Lord and love the Word, and they're in it all the time. But that's not most of the high schoolers. So they struggle with the Bible being, like, relevant. You know, it's just, how do I apply this? And, you know, everybody's telling me to read it. And they might not be from the strongest of Christian backgrounds. So by bringing the Bible into this business class, they begin to see things inside the Bible that are relevant to their life that they never saw before. Another example, we talk about when you start a company, you need to build a team. You can't do it alone. And so one example is we go over and we go back to Moses again, and there's the story in there in the Old Testament about Moses making all of the decisions. And the people were lined up, and they were being worn out, waiting for Moses to make all these decisions. There's a big, long line of people waiting. And Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, came along. And he says, Moses, what you're doing doesn't work. You're wearing the people out. You can't make all these decisions yourself. Why don't you just make the big decisions and appoint for yourself seven people you respect, to make the little decisions, and only the big ones come to you. So share your vision with these leaders, and then have the people go to them for these smaller, lesser decisions. Well, it's the same thing with an entrepreneur and building a team. At some point, you have to identify the people that you trust, that bringing them on the team, share the vision, and empower them to do what they can do, so that you can, as the entrepreneur, remain the visionary and grow that business and move things forward. So that's another example. One other would be, if there was the battle going on, and Moses, as long as he held his arms up, right, he was winning. Mm-hmm. And when he got tired and his arms fell down, they started to lose. So who came along? Aaron. Aaron had to help hold his arms up. So we talk about, who's your Aaron? Who's going to help you when things get tough in your business? And who's your Aaron? Who's your person, your number two, that's going to help and encourage you? Because no one wins alone. It takes a team.
Right. You know, that old saying, it's lonely at the top.
Yes.
You have to surround yourself with bigger and better than you, or people that, you know, have different gifts than you do, to make it balanced and work out well. And so true. You can't do it alone. Another thing that was brought to my attention when you were talking is about, I asked somebody about management and the Bible, and they said, you know, follow Moses. Follow Moses' example as far as management. And another story was that Moses used what he had, which was his staff.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very interesting, is that we need to use what we have, and God gives us what we need. in order to progress in where we need to go. He's created us for a purpose. And when you said that teenagers, you know, that they we need to bring the Bible to life, I think that applies both to teenagers but also adults, because how many times have I heard adults say, you know, that was then, this is now, and, you know, how do I apply what that Bible says in my everyday life? And so I think that question is, you know, all around, unless somebody's been raised and really leans on the Lord to see that He is there and He is present all the time. You know, I think that goes for any age, and it's wonderful that we can, you know, look at these stories. And so often I lean on the biblical principles to make decisions in my everyday business. And I think executives need to do that more. And if they realize there is a story and that we can learn from the story that can help us with now, it really helps in business. So I think it's wonderful that you're bringing that to life. It's a wonderful thing. So when is this Teen Entrepreneur Academy? When is it?
Well, I have to bring one more thing, otherwise I would be remiss.
Okay.
We also talk about, you know, Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus, the ultimate servant leader,
yes,
did not come to be served but to serve, and putting the needs of others first. And if they're going to be an effective CEO, they have to serve those that they work for. They have to serve the company and let love permeate their organization, true, authentic love. And so we do talk about the ultimate role model and person that we aspire to be like, which is, you know, Jesus Christ. So we talk about that.
Before you were on the air, I read an article about biblical servanthood, and
yes,
serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men, Ephesians 6:7.
Yes.
So that was there before you came on. So yes, I totally agree with this servanthood, because we are all, we need to be servants and put others before ourselves. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And I'm talking to Stephen Christensen, who's helping entrepreneurs, you know, make their dreams happen. And he does this with adults. And now he's got this camp that we were talking about. It's called Teen Entrepreneur Academy. And it's where he takes teenagers out and gets them started at a very young age to be thinking like this. So when is the Teen Entrepreneur Academy?
The second annual Teen Entrepreneur Academy is coming up July 14th to the 19th. It's a Sunday to Friday here on campus at Concordia University in Irvine. The students arrive Sunday afternoon. We begin classes Sunday night, and we go through the whole week. And Friday the 19th is our last day. We have a graduation lunch. But more importantly, the highlight is on Friday morning, after they've written their business plans and put together their PowerPoint presentations, is the business plan competition, where they are presenting their business ideas to entrepreneurs and CEOs in the entrepreneurship business plan competition. And the winning plan gets $1,000 seed funding to start their business or do what they'd like with it. And
wow.
So that's the so if you've ever seen Shark Tank,
yes,
well, and that gets a little, you know, sort of cutthroatish a little bit. So we, instead of having Shark Tank, we have the Fishbowl business plan competition.
That's great. That is so great. That sounds like so much fun. So how is the program funded?
Well, it's funded two ways. Number one, through donations, and number two, through the registration. But it's really underwritten by donations, because what happens is camps such as the one that I put on, other organizations put on at other universities, and they go and they rent the university and they bring their team in. So, for example, some group will do one at UCLA, or there's one up in Silicon Valley, and they're usually about $1,500 for the week. However, because Concordia University, we are the sponsoring entity, we are not charging ourselves retail rate, but wholesale. So I get to rent the university at cost. So the university is subsidizing it, number one. Our registration fee is $500 for the week. That covers all the meals, materials, speakers' fees, and all of this. However, for example, last year we had 40 students. We have a commitment to helping everyone who wants to learn, every teenager who wants to learn how to start a business, to do so. So there are those students whose parents have a little more resources than others, and their parents can afford to pay the $500, which is still a bargain, right?
Yes.
$1,500. But we also have provided, last year, of the 40 students, 30 of them were given scholarships to come for free, because we raised money from friends and donors and corporations. And those 30 students, almost all of them came from Santa Ana. low-income, at-risk students. Some of them was the first time ever out of Santa Ana, but they were selected by their teachers. So I work with several different high schools, and the teachers selected them based upon their interest in the topic and their sort of compatibility with the program, and they were able to come here for 1 week on a full scholarship that donors provided for.
So you said this was the second annual. Do you have any success stories from last academy?
Well, the gentleman, the young man from San Clemente High School, Adam Brunel, won the business plan competition for a social media company that he wanted to start. He's a junior at San Clemente High School. His dad, Michael, is an entrepreneur, and so his father signed the brother and sister. The two of them came here for the camp. Didn't even know what an entrepreneur was, but the dad wanted to prepare them to begin to work with him in the family business down the road. Adam won the business plan competition, and so I then connected him with a friend of mine who is the founder of the Internet Marketing Association, who happens to have his office in San Clemente, about 5 minutes from the guy's house. And he was able to get an internship working on social media and internet marketing with this company and getting additional experience in his area of social media.
Boy, is that a wonderful field to be going into, too. It's just evolving so fast. So that's exciting. Wow.
Well, we love helping these young people. That's the future of our country. We love helping the adults as well, and that's why we have these sort of two tracks.
So what are the future growth plans?
Oh, that's exciting. Number one, there are 10 Concordia universities across the country. So we want to take our curriculum, create a web portal, and begin to have a licensing agreement where we can ship it off with the binders and the PowerPoints and the PDFs, everything web-based, so that any of the other Concordias or other universities outside of our region can offer the Teen Entrepreneur Academy. So that's number one. So it's kind of a licensing or sort of franchise type of thing at a next to nothing price, because it's really not about the money. It's about changing the lives of these young people across the country. Number two is a really wild idea, and that is going back to the relationships that we have with churches. Many churches have a vacation Bible school, right, for the little kids, you know, and It's during the summer and it's 1 week, and all these kids, 11 and under, do all of these great things and learn about Jesus. Well, that's good. We need to keep doing that. But what do they do for high school students? So the idea is to take our curriculum and modify it and create what's called a Vacation Business Bible School, and actually have this course that I do actually be offered at a local church by a businessman or woman who we do some online train-the-trainers, and that they would be the instructor in residence at that church, and have a 1 week, we could do 2 weeks, at a church where there's a Vacation Business Bible School, and actually have these high school students start businesses at their churches, being mentored and coached by members of that church who have business expertise and business acumen.
That is so fantastic. I'm excited about this. So anyone listening, you listening, if you're not involved in something, or you know somebody that needs to get involved with something, or you know somebody that you know for a fact that this would be beneficial and enhance someone's life, you are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And I'm talking to Stephen Christensen, who's helping entrepreneurs. How would someone get a hold of you, Stephen? They can come to SueFreeze.com, and if that's all you remember, then that's good enough. Just Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Or how could they get a hold of you?
Well, first of all, we, of course, have a Facebook page.
Of course.
You could just type in Teen Entrepreneur Academy, and boom, we'll pop up with pictures, videos, stories, articles. That's number one. Number two, we do have a web page. It's part of the university's website. So you just go to CUI, which stands for Concordia University Irvine, CUI.edu. /TEA, Teen Entrepreneur Academy, TEA. Or you could just Google Teen Entrepreneur Academy, and we'll come up, you know, in the first 8, 9, or 10. And so here I am at Concordia University in Irvine. They can even just go onto the university website, find me, send me an email, and we will be happy to connect.
That is so fantastic. So I don't know how long I've known you, but, you know, every time I meet you, I am just amazed at what you're doing. I think it's so exciting, and I really would like to be part of this. I'd like to do something here, so in my spare time. But I would really like to do something here because, you know, it's so exciting. And I just remember that when I was 17 and graduated high school, and I don't know, high schoolers, I can remember like it was yesterday, which it definitely was not yesterday. But I remember that I was thinking that I had to make the rest of my life plan right here, right now. And the pressure of that was just so, so huge. And I just remember it's like, oh my gosh, I have to make the plans for the rest of my life right now. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? And I've talked to other teenagers that have similar fears or concerns or anxiety. And here's a way of, you know, setting yourself at ease, at least making plans and going forward. And I just think it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
Well, and the thing that I would add is, even if you don't want to start your own business, we want to introduce you to the principles of free enterprise, of business, of profit, of budget, of marketing, sales. And so it's an experiential learning process that will help add value to you as you move forward in your life. If you're going to be a business major at college, you'll be better prepared, because some of the terms that the incoming freshman will be hearing for the first time, boy, you can raise your hand and you've heard those terms before, and you'll know what they mean and how they apply to the business world.
Absolutely. That's so wonderful. So, Stephen, let me ask you on a personal note.
Yes.
Can you tell the listeners some of your favorite scriptures that bring you strength?
Well, there's a couple, and you touched on one, but the different version of it, which is Colossians 3:23, which is, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And we talk about that in the class as well. We talk about the role of prayer. We talk about the role of scripture reading. We talk about the role of seeking wise counsel from godly men and women that you know and respect, pastors or others. And so we talk about that, and we remind them that while God calls some people to service in the church as a pastor or a church worker, God also calls people to be his light in the business world, and whether that's in a business, in a hospital, in a school, as a teacher. God calls people to secular vocations so that they can be used by him to accomplish his purposes as well.
Bloom where you're planted.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, no matter where you are, you can still be the light in the darkness. You can shed light and give love no matter where you are, and we need to serve one another. And, you know, there's opportunities for that everywhere you look.
Absolutely.
You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, and I'm talking to Stephen Christensen. So let me ask you another question, Stephen, because I'd like to get to know you.
Sure.
You know, tough time in your life.
Well, I don't know. Those trials, we have them all the time.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, a few years back, I launched a ministry. I had to leave. I volunteered to leave this comfortable job that I had to get a ministry up and running, and had to take that first step and raise some funds, and we did. But it was a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress, number one. Number two, my wife, she's doing fine now, but she's a cancer survivor. And so we had an interesting bout with cancer back in 2001. And there was only three doctors in the country that can do the surgery. Two were not available. One was available. And he so happened to be at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City. And this was 2001. Mm-hmm. So we went back for the surgery at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. But what you don't know is I was working at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in 1982 when my wife was in New York and we met each other. And here it was 20-plus years later, going back to that same place that we met.
Wow.
For the life-saving cancer that the Lord had intervened and facilitated on our behalf.
What a wonderful story.
So.
See, sometimes I have to step out and make people uncomfortable a little bit. But, you know, I mean, maybe I'm a little uncomfortable just asking the question, but I'm really not, because I feel that we go through trials and tribulations, and sometimes we're thinking, oh, my gosh, this is just too much for me to handle. And we don't know what, you know, what's in store, but we get through it, and then we look back and go, wow, God was there all the time. And it's a wonderful thing, you know. So, you know, if you're struggling with a difficult time and you're not knowing what to do or where to go, first of all, look up and ask the Lord to just guide your every thought and your every word. And, you know, before I get on the show, I always ask either for me to pray or the guest to pray or Roland, my engineer, producer, and everything else, to pray. And, you know, it just gives us that strength. The Lord gives us the strength with the Holy Spirit to just endure and to guide our thoughts, to stay clear on what the message is. And Sue Free's show is not about Sue Free's. The Sue Free show is the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And all those things combined have Jesus in there. Jesus has, you know, he's purpose and he's passion and he's definitely connection. And in business, I will say this, that, you know, even in these, the Teen Entrepreneur Academy, is it's so wonderful to have a better understanding as to what it's like to be an entrepreneur, even if you're not going to be one. Mm-hmm. And the connections that you make being in this environment are huge, because I can't tell you how many times it hasn't been my knowledge that has got me out of a tough time. It's been the resources. And the resources are the internet, but more importantly, our relationships. Our relationships are so important. And our relationship with Jesus is the number one most important relationship. And he tells us that in the Bible. That's a biblical principle. Love thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and body, and then love thy neighbor as thyself, which means serving, putting other people before yourself, serving one another. And that's what we're called to do. And if we do those things, everything else seems to just match up and work. Right?
Absolutely. And so you're correct. And these are the things that we talk about in our class. And I'll add one last thing. My daughter, she graduated from Concordia in business 5 years ago. She works for a company today. She's been the number one manager for the last 3 years in a row. And when I told her about the academy, she said, Dad, do you remember when I went to the high school academy when I was in high school? She went to a program such as this. And she told me that she was better prepared for her business courses and then her career, having been exposed at an early age to these concepts, principles, and ideas. So they were familiar to her, and she was able to put them in practice much quicker.
That is fantastic. You know, having the employees I have, sometimes I feel that I'm that they don't understand what it's like to be the decision maker, and they don't understand you know, the pressures that come in, and they don't understand where their job has an important role. They don't understand how this affects that, how they answer the phone, how that affects the sale. They don't understand that by coming to work and having a great attitude, how that affects the other people on the team. Sometimes they don't understand that if they don't pick up the phone with a smile on their face, that the person on the other end might be having a really, really bad day, and that you could be the one person that could shed light or give them a smile in their day. And a lot of times they just, you know, people just don't understand what another person's going through. And so if we can be the help and we can be the servant, then we'll have the proper attitude to be able to help those that we come in contact with, which is what we're called to do. And having the resources is so important, and you're giving people resources, and it just must bring you great joy to see the fruit of your labor.
Well, it is fun. It is a passion. But you hit on the next key point, which is we want every one of these students to understand and think like an owner. Even though you don't own the business, all your actions act as if it was your company, as if you owned it. And if you can think like an owner, you'll have a better appreciation for the owner, and you can grow into that type of position.
Yeah, those that I enjoy working with the most are the ones that think like I would think. You know, not every decision, but just with the same type of thinking, you know, of how this affects that, the big picture. You know, sometimes when someone's making a money decision and they're wanting to spend the money of the company, I'll say, if this came out of your personal paycheck, would you still spend that money? And sometimes people don't think like that, but that's what you're saying about, you know, act like it's your own company, because, you know, you're the one that's holding the pocketbook. So therefore, you've got to make sure that the money you're spending is very wise and being good steward and being prudent and all those things.
Absolutely. And it's going to be good for them, good for the business, good for the owner, and it brings glory and honor to God that they're good stewards.
So thank you so much for being on the show today. You've been listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, with Stephen Christensen. And you can get a hold of him. Just remember, Teen Entrepreneur Academy. Is that right?
Exactly. Okay. Facebook or Google.
And I'm going to Facebook that as soon as I get off the air. I want to connect and be friends or fans.
So, oh, yes. Like us, please.
Yes, yes. So thank you so much, Stephen, for being on the show today.
Thank you, Sue. My pleasure.
Be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless you, and we'll be talking to you next week. Bye-bye.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
Ah, springtime. It's a time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home. Your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.